Page 15, Measure Number 24-292, Marion County, proposed by Initiative Petition. Changes form the Marion County Government adopts Home Rule Charter. Question, shall Marion County change its form of government from a statutory general law county to a Home Rule Charter county? Statement, approval of measure would change the form of county government from general law county to Home Rule Charter county. The general law county exercises its powers and duties pursuant to state statutes and by county ordinance. A home rule county performs its functions under the county charter. The proposed charter would increase the number of commissioners from 3 to 5, establish 5 districts of generally equal population, make the offices nonpartisan and elected by district rather than at large, limit initial commissioner salaries to 2009-2010 level, require appointment of charter review committee every 10 years, change procedures for adoption and effective dates of ordinances, disqualify county employees from election to county office. The proposed charter describes the duties for elected nonpartisan offices of clerk, assessor, and sheriff, raises the minimum age for these positions to 25 years, eliminates elective office of treasurer and changes justice of the peace from elective to appointive office. The charter could be amended, revised, or repealed only by initiative or referendum approved by the voters. Home Rule Charter for Marion County, Oregon. The citizens of Marion County adopt this charter to provide for the exercise of authority over matters of county concern to the fullest extent permissible under the Constitution and laws of the United States of America and the State of Oregon. Section 1. Name, Nature, Boundaries, and County Seat. A. Name. The name of the county as it operates under this charter shall continue to be Marion County. B. Nature and Legal Capacity. Upon this charter taking effect and at all times thereafter, Marion County shall continue to be B. Sub 1, an agency of the State of Oregon, and Sub 2, a body politic and corporate. C. Boundaries. The boundaries of Marion County as it operates under this charter shall be the boundaries now or hereafter prescribed for Marion County by the laws of the State of Oregon. D. County Seat. The seat of government for Marion County as it operates under this charter shall continue to be the City of Salem, Oregon. Section 2. Powers. 2A. General Grant of Power. Except as this charter provides to the contrary, Marion County shall have authority over matters of county concern to the fullest extent granted or allowed by the laws of the United States of America and the State of Oregon, as if each power comprised in that general authority were specifically granted by this charter. 2B. Construction of powers. This charter shall be liberally construed to the end that within the limits imposed by this charter and the laws of the United States of America and the State of Oregon, Marion County shall have all powers necessary and convenient for the conduct of its affairs, including all the powers that counties may assume under the statutes of the State of Oregon and the provisions of the Oregon Constitution concerning county home rule. The powers shall be construed to be continuing powers. In this charter, the mention of a particular power or the enumeration of similar powers shall not be construed as exclusive or as restricting the authority that the county would have if the particular powers were not mentioned or the similar powers not enumerated. Section 3. Governing Body. 3A. Membership. The governing body of and for Marion County shall be a board of 5 county commissioners, the Board of Commissioners or the Board. Section 3B. Districts. For the purpose of electing the county commissioners, 5 districts shall be established and 1 commissioner shall be elected from each district. The districts shall be identified as District 1, District 2, District 3, District 4, and District 5. Districts shall be apportioned in such a manner so that they are generally equally populated with no district containing more than 103% of any district. All districts shall be contiguous in land area and as compact as possible. The initial formation of the districts is as follows. District 1 shall include the following precincts: 350, 351, 352, 400, 401, 402, 403, 404, 405, 406, 407, 690, and 691. District 2 shall include the following precincts: 301, 302, 303, 310, 311, 312, 313, 314, 315, 320, 321, 322, 323, 324, 325, 326, 327, 328, 332, 333, 334, 335, 360, 361, 362, and 370. District 3 shall include the following precincts: 330, 331, 340, 341, 342, 343, 344, 345, 346, 371, 372, 373, 374, 705, 715, 725, 780, 781, 782, 783, 784, 785, 786, 787, 788, 790, 792. District 4 shall include the following precincts: 353, 505, 515, 525, 535, 545, 555, 580, 581, 582, 583, 584, 585, 586, 587, 588, 589, 590, 615, 625, 635, 680, 681, 791, 815, 825, 835, 845, 855, 865. District 5 shall include the following precincts: 304, 316, 329, 336, 354, 355, 356, 363, 645, 655, 665, 682, 683, 684, 685, 686, 687, 688, 689, 692, 693, 694, 695, 696, 697, 789, 905, 915, 925, 935, 981, and 982. C. Residency. In addition to satisfying all other requirements of this charter pertaining to eligibility and qualification for elective office, county commissioners must have established and maintained for not less than 1 year immediately prior to filing to be a candidate for election his or her principal residence in the district associated with such candidacy. D. Organization of the Board of Commissioners. D. Sub 1. A majority of the board shall constitute a quorum for its business, but a smaller number may meet and compel the attendance of absent members. No action of the board shall be valid or binding unless adopted by an affirmative vote of at least 3 of its members. D. Sub 2. The board shall generally meet twice each month in regular session in a public place in Marion County. At least one of these meetings shall be convened after 5 p.m. D. Sub 3. The board may hold special meetings upon the call of the board's chair or a majority of its commissioners, provided notice is delivered to each commissioner not less than 24 hours before the meeting. D. Sub 4. Emergency meetings and telephone meetings may be held as provided by the Oregon Open Meeting Law in effect at the time. D. 5. No commissioner present at the board meeting shall abstain from voting without first disclosing the reason for the abstention. D. 6. At its first regular meeting of each calendar year, one of the commissioners shall become chair of the commission and another commissioner shall become vice chair of the commission. The offices of chair and vice chair of the commission shall rotate among the commissioners as follows. A. Year 1, following adoption of this charter, District 1 commissioner shall be chair and District 2 commissioner shall be vice chair. B. Year 2, following adoption of this charter, District 2 commissioner shall be chair and District 3 commissioner shall be vice chair. C. Year 3, following adoption of this charter, District 3 commissioner shall be chair and District 4 commissioner shall be vice chair. D. Year 4, following adoption of this charter, District 4 commissioner shall be chair and District 5 commissioner shall be vice chair. E. Year 5, following adoption of this charter, District 5 commissioner shall be chair and District 1 commissioner shall be vice chair. And F. The rotation delineated above shall repeat in subsequent years. If the commissioner designated to be chair or vice chair is unable or unwilling to carry out his or her duties, then the board may designate an interim chair or vice chair until such time as the chair or vice chair is able to resume his or her duties. But in no event shall the interim designee serve for longer than the unexpired term of the chair or vice chair. The vice chair shall assume the duties of the chair when chair is absent. Page 17, 7. The chair's duty shall include A, presiding over the board's meeting, B, preserving order at the board's meetings, C, enforcing the board's rules, D, determining the order of the board's business under the board's rules and setting the agenda for any such meeting, and E, calling special meetings and executive sessions of the board as needed. 8. The board chair has the right and is entitled to discuss and vote upon all questions and issues presented to the board. 9. The board shall adopt a conflicts of interest policy, which, at a minimum, must require disclosure on the record and prior to any vote of any potential conflict of interest and recusal from voting where an actual conflict of interest exists. E. Compensation for the Board of Commissioners. The county clerk for Marion County shall appoint a 5-member compensation commission composed of qualified human resource professionals with compensation experience by January 1st of each even-numbered year. The commission shall recommend salaries for the board's members. The basis for the commission's recommendation shall be documented. No elected or appointed Marion County officer or employee shall serve on the commission. The board is not obligated to accept the commission's recommendation and may adopt some or all of the commission's recommendation. In addition to salary compensation, board members shall be reimbursed for all actual and necessary expenses incurred when conducting county business. F. Personal policy. The board shall establish an ordinance of personnel system for the county employees. G. Non-discrimination. The appointment and tenure of county personnel shall be in accordance with all state and federal laws pertaining to non-discrimination. H. Charter review. The board shall appoint and cause to be convened a charter review committee for the purpose of comprehensively reviewing and recommending amendments to this charter. The charter review committee shall be comprised of not less than 5 members, none of whom are state senators or representatives representing districts in Marion County or who are members of the board. The Charter Review Committee shall be appointed on or before every 10-year anniversary of this charter's adoption. If necessary, the Charter Review Committee shall adopt rules for the performance of its functions. The Charter Committee may use all appropriate methods of study, including but not limited to public hearings and meetings, the taking of testimony, interviewing of witnesses, and the use of outside experts and consultants, not later than 120 days before the next general election following the Charter Review Committee's appointment. The Charter Review Committee shall report to the voters of Marion County and the board its findings, conclusions, and recommendations, including any amendments proposed to this charter. All amendments recommended by the Charter Review Committee shall be submitted by referendum to Marion County voters at the next general election following the Charter Review Committee's appointments. I. Apportionment of districts. Sub 1. Not later than August 1st in the year of the official release of each federal decennial census for Marion County, the county clerk shall determine the population distribution among the 5 districts specified by this charter. If the population of any district is more than 103% of the population of any other district, the county clerk shall prepare, by not later than August 10th, an apportionment plan for modifying the boundaries of the districts so that the population of no district shall be more than 103% of the population of any other district. The county clerk shall A. cause the apportionment plan to be published in a newspaper of general circulation within the county, and B. convene at least 1 public hearing for the purpose of obtaining citizen review and comment concerning the apportionment plan. Within 10 days after the public hearing, or the last public hearing if more than 1 convene, the county clerk shall submit an apportionment plan to the board. 2. The board shall, within 45 days after receiving the apportionment plan from the county clerk, alter the boundaries of the districts to conform to the boundaries specified in the clerk's apportionment plan, provided the districts meet the criteria set forth in Section 3B above. 3. No boundary creation, position, redesignation, or boundary change shall disqualify a commissioner from completing the term of office to which that commissioner was elected or appointed. 4. The county clerk and board shall make all reasonable efforts to cause any revisions to district boundaries to be effective at least 6 months prior to the next general election. We're now on page 18. Section 4. Ordinances. A. Legislative action. All legislative action by the county shall be by ordinance or resolution. This section does not preclude the board from issuing orders or adopting administrative rules. B, ordaining clause. The ordaining clause for an ordinance of the county shall be Marion County ordains as follows. C, adoption. 1, accept, as this charter provides, the contrary with reference to emergency ordinances. Before an ordinance is adopted, it shall be read during regular meetings of the board on 2 different days, at least 6 days apart. 2, the reading of an ordinance shall be full and distinct unless A, a copy of it is available for each person at the meeting who desires a copy, and B, the board directs that the reading be by title only. 3, an ordinance to meet an emergency may be introduced, read once, and passed at a single board meeting by unanimous consent of all the board members present. The ordinance shall specify the nature of the emergency and factual findings sufficient to demonstrate that delay in passing of ordinance will cause immediate harm to life, property, or the environment, or that such emergency action will prevent further damage to life, property, or the environment. Ordinary business conditions or a rise or fall in market prices or other foreseeable business conditions shall not constitute an emergency. D. Authentication. An ordinance adopted by the board shall, within 3 days of its adoption, be signed by the chair of the board or the commissioner who presided at the meeting at which the ordinance was approved. E. Time of effect. 1. A non-emergency ordinance shall take effect on the 30th day after it is signed by the chair of the board unless A. it prescribes a later date for it to take effect, or B. it is referred to the voters of the county, in which event it shall take effect only upon passage. 2. An emergency ordinance may take effect immediately upon being signed by the chair of the board or at some other date specified in the ordinance. Section 5. County officers. A. Qualifications. To be qualified to hold an elective office, a person must, 1. have established and maintained for not less than 1 year immediately prior to filing for election his or her principal residence in Marion County, 2. be a legal elector of Marion County, and 3. not be employed by Marion County at the time of election or during the term of office. B. Elective officers. In addition to the county commissioners, a sheriff, clerk, and assessor shall also be elected officers of Marion County. This charter shall not affect the selection, tenure, compensation, powers, or duties prescribed by law for the district attorney. C. Terms of office, successive terms, running for office in midterm. 1. The term of office of a person elected to an elective county office shall A. begin the first day of the year immediately following his or her election to the office, and B. continue for 4 years thereafter. 2. No elected officer may run for another office in midterm. Filing for another office in midterm shall be the same as a resignation, effective as of the date of the filing. Midterm does not include the final year of an elected official's term. Filing for another office in the last year of an elective term shall not constitute a resignation. Page 19, D, vacancies. An elective office shall become vacant upon the office holder's A, death, B, adjudicated incompetence, C, conviction of a felony or other offense pertinent to his or her office, or lawful destruction of public records or release of records, or breach of confidentiality prejudicial to county administration, D, resignation, E, recall, or F, failure to maintain his or her personal residence in Marion County. 2. The office of county commissioner shall also become vacant if the commissioner is A. absent from the county for 30 consecutive days without the consent of a majority of the board, B. fails to attend all meetings of the board during any 60-day consecutive period without the consent of a majority of the board, or C. fails to maintain his or her personal residence within the district associated with his or her election. D. sub 3. Upon the occurrence of a vacancy in an elective office, the board shall, by ordinance, prescribe procedures for designating an interim occupant of the office if the vacancy is to be filled. The person so designated shall serve as acting chair, commissioner, sheriff, assessor, or clerk, as the case may be, until the office is filled by election or appointment as herein after provided. E. Filling vacancies. If a vacancy occurs in an elective office and the term of the elective office expires, 1. 1 year or longer after the vacancy occurs, then a person shall be elected at the next available election date to fill the vacancy for the remainder of the term of office. If no candidate receives a majority of votes cast at that election, the board shall call for a special election in which the names of the two candidates receiving the highest number of votes shall appear on the ballot. The candidate receiving a majority of votes cast will be deemed elected to fill the balance of the unexpired term. Less than 1 year, but 90 or more days after the vacancy occur, then the board shall appoint a person to fill the vacancy for the remainder of the term of office. 3. Less than 90 days after the vacancy occurs, the vacancy shall not be filled. Section 6. County Clerk, Chief Record Keeping and Elections Officer. The County Clerk of Marion County shall be the Chief Record Keeper and Elections Officer and shall be an elected official residing within the county. The County Clerk shall devote full time to the duties of the office during the County Clerk's tenure. The County Clerk shall be elected on a countywide basis, not by district. A. Duties and Responsibilities. The County Clerk of Marion County shall be responsible for 1. Keeping and maintaining the records of county governing body, 2. Recording all files and records of deeds and mortgages and other interests and title to the real property of the county, 3. Conducting the county's elections, and 4. Other duties and responsibilities as may become necessary or as directed by the board. B. Eligibility. A candidate for county clerk, in addition to possessing the qualifications herein above specified as necessary for holding elective office in Marion County, shall be a minimum of 25 years of age. Section 7. County Sheriff, Chief Law Enforcement Officer. The Sheriff of Marion County shall be the Chief Law Enforcement Officer and shall be an elected official residing within the county. The Sheriff shall devote full time to the duties of the office during the Sheriff's tenure. The Sheriff shall be elected on a countywide basis, not by district. A. Duties and Responsibilities. The Sheriff of Marion County shall be responsible for 1. The enforcement of state law and county ordinances except as determined otherwise by the board, 2. The handling of criminal and civil processes as prescribed by state law and county ordinance, 3. Administration of the county jails, 4. The employment or termination of deputies and other personnel of the department in conformance with the county's personnel policies, and 5. Establishing a basic standard of law enforcement within county, 6. Other duties and responsibilities as may become necessary or as directed by the board. Page 20 now. B. Eligibility. A candidate for sheriff, in addition to possessing the qualifications herein above, specified as necessary for holding elective office in Marion County, shall 1. Possess the minimum standards required as a sheriff under the laws of the state of Oregon, 2. Be a minimum of 25 years of age, and 3. Possess or obtain, not later than 1 year after taking office, an intermediate police certification from the Oregon Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. A copy of the certification shall be filed with the county clerk. The board shall declare the office of sheriff vacant if the person serving as sheriff does not have an intermediate police certification within 1 year after taking office. C. Vacancy. In the event of a vacancy in the office of sheriff, the next most senior ranking officer shall serve as interim sheriff until the herein above provisions for filling a vacancy in an elective office are implemented as prescribed in Section 5E herein above. Section 8, County Assessor, Chief Property Assessment and Tax Collection Officer. The County Assessor of Marion County shall be the Chief Property Assessment and Tax Collection Officer and shall be an elected official residing within the county. The Assessor shall devote full time to the duties of the office during the Assessor's tenure. The Assessor shall be elected on a countywide basis, not by district. 8A. Duties and Responsibilities. The Assessor of Marion County shall be responsible for 1. Keeping and maintaining the property tax records of the county, 2. Assessing the value of real property in the county, 3. Collecting property tax in the county, and 4. Other duties and responsibilities as may become necessary or as directed by the board. B. Eligibility. A candidate for assessor, in addition to possessing the qualifications herein above specified as necessary for holding elective office in Marion County, shall be a minimum of 25 years of age. Section 9. Elections. A. Nonpartisan elective offices. All elective offices shall be nonpartisan. Ballots, petitions, or declarations of candidacy shall not refer to any political party or to the political party affiliation of a candidate. B. Election process. Interested persons shall submit their names for inclusion as a candidate in accordance with the timing and procedures established by the county clerk. The names of all candidates shall appear on the primary election ballot. If a candidate receives a majority of the votes cast for a position at the primary election, the candidate shall be elected to the position. If no candidate for a position at a primary election receives the majority of the votes cast for the position, the two candidates receiving the highest number of votes shall be declared nominees and their names shall appear on the general election ballot. C. Tie vote. In the event of a tie vote for candidates for elective office of the county, the successful candidate shall be determined by a public drawing of lots in a manner prescribed by the board. D. Initiative and referendum. The manner of exercising the initiative and referendum with reference to a county proposition shall be in the manner prescribed by the Constitution and laws of the State of Oregon, unless prohibited by county ordinance passed prior to the instigation of the initiative or referendum. And another matter of exercising initiative or referendum process has been established by ordinance prior to the instigation of the initiative or referendum. E. Recall. An elective officer of the county may be recalled in the manner and with the effect prescribed by the Constitution and laws of the State of Oregon. F. Charter amendment and repeal. This charter may be amended, revised, or repealed by the voters of the county at either a biennial primary or general election or a special election called by the board. Page 21. 1. A completed initiative petition to submit a charter amendment, revision, or repeal to the voters shall be filed with the county clerk at least 90 days before the election at which the measure is to come before the voters. 2. The number of signatures of registered voters required on a petition to amend or revise this charter shall be 8% of the total number of voters of the county who voted for the position of governor of the state in the last general election at which this office was filled for a 4-year term. 3. The number of signatures of registered voters required on a petition to repeal this charter shall be 15% of the number of total voters of the county who voted for the position of governor of the state in the last general election at which this office was filled for a 4-year term. 4. An ordinance to refer the charter amendment, revision, or repeal to the voters shall be enacted at least 60 days before the election at which the measure is to come before the voters. Section 10. Administration. A. Administrative departments and functions for purposes of county services and the administration of county affairs, the board may establish, alter, and abolish administrative departments. The board shall prescribe the functions of each administrative department of the county and may change the functions of any of the departments from time to time. B. Appointive officers. 1. Appointive officers of the county are the county chief administrative officer and the county council, each of whom the board shall appoint and may remove. If a vacancy occurs at any appointive office or any appointive officer is unable to perform the office's duties, the board may appoint an interim replacement officer who shall possess all the powers and duties of the office until the board appoints a successor. 2. All appointive officers of the county shall be appointed by the board based solely on his or her qualifications for the appointive office without regard to political affiliation. All appointive officers shall be responsible for carrying out county policies established by the board. 3. All appointive officers shall be appointed for an indefinite term and serve at the pleasure of the board. 4. Justices of the peace shall continue to be appointed in accordance with current county ordinance and state law. Section 11. General provisions. A. Expenses and capital budgets. Budgets shall be made and approved in accordance with the local budget laws of the State of Oregon. B. Audits and public contracts. Audits shall be made and public contracts carried out and approved in accordance with the laws of the State of Oregon. C. Special service districts. Special service districts shall be created and administered in accordance with the laws of the State of Oregon. D. Improvements. The procedure for making, altering, vacating, or abandoning a public improvement shall be governed by general ordinance or, to the extent not so governed, by the applicable state laws. E. Protests. A protest or complaint by the owners of 2/3 of the property to be specifically assessed for a proposed public improvement shall suspend action regarding to improvement for 6 months. For the purpose of this section, owner shall mean the record holder of legal title to the land, except if there is a purchaser of the land according to a recorded land sale contract or according to a verified writing by the record holder of legal title to the land filed with the county clerk, the said purchaser shall be deemed the owner. F. Special assessment. The procedure for levying, collecting, and enforcing the payment of special assessments for public improvements or other services may be charged against real property shall be governed by general accordance. Section 12, Miscellaneous Provisions. A, effective date. This charter shall become effective on the 60th day following adoption by Marion County voters. B, severability. If any provision of this charter is held invalid, the other provisions of this charter shall not be affected thereby. If this application of this charter or any of its provisions to any person or circumstance is held invalid, the application of this charter and its provisions to any other persons or circumstances shall not be affected thereby. Page 22 now. C. Continuity and transition. 1. There shall be no break in the existence or legal status of the county upon or in connection with this charter's adoption and effect. 2. All rights, claims, causes of actions, contracts, and legal and administrative proceedings of the county that exist when this charter takes effect continue unimpaired by this charter after it takes effect. 3. All county legislation, orders, rules, and regulations that are in force when this charter takes effect remain in force after that time insofar as consistent with this charter without charge until amended or repealed. 4. Elected county officials who are in office at the time this charter takes effect may continue in office for the term to which each was elected. 5. The county departments existing at the inception of this charter shall continue until reorganized, unified, abolished, or new departments are established. 6. The county clerk shall certify the election within 20 days of the election date and shall, within 30 days after its charter's adoption, A. apportion the districts required by this charter based on the most recent federal decennial census for Marion County, and B. identify and report the districts to the board. The board shall establish a process for verifying the districts and shall adopt the districts by ordinance within 30 days of receipt of the county clerk's districting report. Districts shall be apportioned in such a manner so that they are generally equally populated with no district containing more than 103% of any other district. All districts shall be contiguous in land area and as compact as possible. Districts with no elected commissioner residing within their boundaries when established shall not be declared to be vacant. Any such vacancy shall be filled at the next countywide election occurring more than 40 days after this charter's adoption. 7. Commissioners shall be elected by plurality vote at the first general election held in November following the adoption of this charter. Thereafter, all elections shall be held in accordance with Section 9B hereinafter. 8. In the first year following the enactment of this charter, salaries and benefits paid to commissioners shall not exceed that of fiscal year 2009-2010. Any existing wage or union contracts shall not be impaired by this charter's adoption. Thereafter, compensation for elected officials shall be determined by the Compensation Committee pursuant to Section 3E herein above. This charter does not change the right of any union to negotiate for wages, benefits, or other working conditions. 9. Notwithstanding Section 5 of this charter, for purposes of the election of commissioners in the first election following the adoption of this charter, A. The commissioner whose term of office expires in 2013 shall be assigned to represent the district in which the commissioner resides on the effective date of this charter. B. If the commissioner whose term of office expires in 2013 is assigned to an odd-numbered district, then the first term of office of the even-numbered districts shall be 6 years. C. If the commissioner whose term of office expires in 2013 is assigned to an even-numbered district, then the first term of office of the other even-numbered district and District 5 shall be 6 years. D. All subsequent elections shall have 4-year terms pursuant to Section 5C above. Page 23, beginning the arguments in favor of Measure Number 24-292. What's the problem? The current county government system is, 1. Outdated. In 150 years, it has not once been modernized. 2. Unrepresentative. 3. Partisan commissioners represent all 300,000 population. 3. Lacks accountability for decisions. Each commissioner runs at large with limited knowledge of specific area concerns. 4. Puts all control and decisions in the hands of just 2 commissioners. 5. Prevents commissioners from engaging in informal discussions without violating Oregon's open meeting law, necessitating communication through highly paid staffers. 6. Ties county government to only what state statutes allow. What does this measure do? 1. Establishes a home rule charter. 2. Increases county's ability to act independently without seeking state authority. 3, establishes 5 electoral districts of equal population. 4, changes the number of commissioners from 3 to 5 who must live in their electoral district. 5, provides cost savings and administrative efficiencies. 6, changes voting from partisan to nonpartisan. 7, provides a transition plan. Why is this measure good for the county? 1, ensures representation by district. 2, removes political bias. 3, creates accountability for one commissioner for 60,000 people rather than 300,000. 4, modernizes government and brings it in line with other large counties which have adopted and used home rule effectively. 5, places decision-making into the hands of more people. 6, with 5 commissioners, informal conversations could occur without violating open meeting laws, resulting in less divisiveness and more collaboration. Why is this measure good for you? 1, you will have a commissioner living in your district who is knowledgeable about your area and issues. 2, you will have a designated commissioner directly accountable and responsible to you. 3, you will be able to select the best person for commissioner regardless of political affiliation. This information furnished by Mary L. Campy, City Watch. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 23, another argument in favor. Join us, Rick Kimball, non-affiliated voter, Rick Stuckey, Democrat, and Bob Cannon, Republican, in voting yes on 24-292. Looking at the facts and not the scare tactics, Measure 24-292 will provide better representation, more accountability, less partisanship, and save taxpayers money. 24-292 does not change the way the county operates. It keeps the current county manager form of government. The change is electing by district 5 nonpartisan commissioners and moving the treasurer's functions into the county administrator's department. These changes are no different than how several Oregon counties and most cities in Marion County currently operate. The duties and responsibilities of the commissioners are very similar to those of the many volunteer city councilors in Marion County. Yet each commissioner, paid $100,000 salary and benefits each, employs an expensive personal policy advisor, $100,000 salary and benefits, to communicate with the other commissioners prior to decision-making because they cannot have a one-on-one conversation without violating the public meetings law. In essence, we have 3 elected decision-makers and 3 appointed decision-makers. The charter would change that to 5 elected, accountable decision-makers. The charter gives voters more representation while making communication more efficient and less costly. The commissioners would no longer need 3 expensive personal advisors, thus saving over $300,000 in salary and benefits to provide for the additional 2 commissioners. Similar to 5 other home rule charter counties and all cities, the charter eliminates the elected treasurer position, allowing those functions to be handled by the county's finance director. The proposed charter was reviewed by the county council, who the commissioners rely upon for legal advice. County council determined the charter language meets Oregon constitutional requirements. Contrary to opponents' claims, the charter does not take away the right of citizens to talk with any of the 5 commissioners. What the Home Rule Charter does is provide voters with a more direct means of holding their elected officials accountable. The rural areas of the county will have more influence in electing their commissioner. This information furnished by Rick Stuckey. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statement made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 24. Another argument in favor. Vote yes for the Marion County Charter 24-292. Who asks you to vote yes? These groups of individuals endorse the Home Rule Charter. 1, League of Women Voters, Marion and Polk Counties. 2, numerous Marion County farmers, nurserymen, nut growers, vinters, and dairymen, including Dan Goffin, Livestock, Lolita Carl, Grass Seed, Marshall Christensen, Dairy, Melinda Nico, Asian Foods, Victory Estates, Olive Orchards, Olives, Bruce Hunt, Hazelnuts, Elizabeth Miller, Minto Island Growers, Mickelson Farms, Strawberries. 3, Oregon League of Conservation Voters. 4, Salem Audubon Society. 5, St. Paul City Council. 6, City of St. Paul Planning Commissioner Members, Marcy Garrett, Jim Zielinski, and Sam Smith. 7, Aurora City Council. 8, Bob Cannon, Salem City Councilor, Ward 7. Diana Dickey, Salem City Councilor, Ward 5. 9, Salem Professional Firefighters Association, Local 314. 10, Prominent Citizens, Robert S. Zeigen and Laura Tesler. 11, Oregon Pioneer PAC. 12, Marion Polk, Yamhill County Central Labor Council, AFL-CIO. 13, Friends of French Prairie. 14, Friends of Marion County. 15, People for a Livable Santiam Valley. This measure provides for better representation through the election of nonpartisan commissioners by district. No matter your interests or location in the county, this measure gives you a voice of your own. We all have unique problems that can be better solved without partisanship by someone near us willing to pay attention. Rural or urban, farming or development, schools or roads, families and children, you will have a commission which focuses on issues you care about. Marion County now has a population of over 300,000 people and a budget of more than $300 million. We are too big for only three commissioners. We are the only Oregon county left of our size which still has only three commissioners. We are well into the 21st century. We do not need 19th century government. Remember, budget increases will not be needed. We urge you to vote yes. Have a voice, everyone. HAVE, Post Office Box 3274, Salem, Oregon 97302, http://www.haveavoiceeveryone.org. This information furnished by Roger K. Have a Voice, Everyone. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 24, another argument in favor. Vote yes for the Marion County Home Rule Charter 24-292. Measure 24-292 gives voters better, more responsive, accountable representation and a voice of their own. Measure 24-292 was not written in a back room. Volunteers held two public forums. Two Marion County commissioners participated, as did numerous interested citizens and public officials. Salem City Councilors, plus the City Councils of Kaiser, Turner, Almsville, Staten, Aurora, St. Paul, and Silverton, were consulted. Citizen input was gathered at community events throughout the county in 2008 and 2009. Attorneys drafted the charter based on principles established from other Oregon charter counties with more than 40 years' experience under home rule. Volunteers collected over 7,000 signatures to get the measure on the ballot. Decisions by the Marion County Commissioners leave citizens feeling unrepresentative. The charter can improve representation, transparency, and accountability. District election of commissioners gives you a commissioner responsive to your concerns. Reduce the size of government. You get five elected representatives instead of three representatives and three unelected bureaucrats as currently structured. Save money, approximately $270,000. The sheriff, clerk, district attorney, and assessor will not be impacted. Improve democracy. More people would be willing and able to run due to districts. Give citizens a greater voice. You will have an advocate. Night meetings would be required. Improve quality of services without disruption. Improve decision-making. Five heads are better than three. Resolves quorum problem. End the partisanship inherent in the current system. Marion County is the only large Oregon county with only three commissioners. We're ruled by two. We deserve better. We deserve a Board of Commissioners who will take the advice of its appointed boards and commissions and will seriously consider testimony given at hearings. If you want a place at the table, vote yes for the Home Rule Charter. Have a voice, everyone. Post Office Box 3274, Salem, Oregon 97302, http://www.haveavoiceeveryone.org. This information furnished by Roger K. Have a Voice, Everyone. The printing in this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 25, another argument in favor. Yes for Home Rule Charter, Measure 24-292. As we write this statement due March 22nd, we do not know what the opposition will be saying. Thus far, the only opposition has come from the three sitting highly paid Marion County commissioners and the Salem Chamber of Commerce. All of their arguments are misleading. Follow the money. Land use is a big issue when thinking about the Marion County Commission. This is because land use is one of the areas where the commissioners have immense power over people's lives. We have been volunteering since 1986, helping residents with county land use issues. We have come to realize that Marion County needs 5 commissioners instead of 3. We are too large to have to rely on the decision-making abilities of 2 commissioners, the current quorum. The proposed 5 will have a special connection with the area they will represent. Thus, we prefer they be elected by district instead of at large. By coincidence, the current 3 live in different parts of the county. However, their land use voting records show they do not represent the concerns of the majority of people in those parts of the county. Marion County voters in 2007 voted 66% in favor of Measure 49, which protects farm, forest, and groundwater limited land. However, the voting record and public comments made by the current commissioners show their disdain for this and other laws. Cases in point, approval of 1, the sale of a portion of a county park to a private owner for the first time in Marion County history, despite the fact that all, including their own Parks Commission, testified against it. The sale is not in the public interest and sets a dangerous precedent. 2, a large subdivision on high-value farmland in a South Salem Groundwater Limited Area overruling the neighbors and their planning commission. 3, a subdivision in the pristine Elkhorn area. Aileen K., Turner, Oregon. This information furnished by Aileen K. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. We're still on page 25, another argument in favor. Fictions and facts about Measure 24-292. Fiction? Adding 2 county commissioners will increase costs. Fact? The commissioners set their own salary and benefits, over $100,000, and hire their own staff. Each current commissioner has a high-paid personal policy advisor who makes more money than a commissioner. The measure's revamping of county treasury functions and elimination of 1 policy advisor will pay for both new commissioners without affecting other county services. Fiction. Electing commissioners by district will reduce access to local elected officials. Fact. Currently, the 3 partisan commissioners are elected countywide, so each represents over 300,000 citizens. Measure 24-292 will elect 5 nonpartisan commissioners by district, so each will represent about 60,000 citizens. It isn't true that people will only be able to talk to the commissioners in their own district. Does any local elected official do this? Fiction. The proposed charter violates the Oregon Constitution. Fact. The Marion County Clerk and Legal Counsel reviewed Measure 24-292 and concluded it meets constitutional standards. So has Bob Cannon, a local government lawyer for 30 years, who is a former Marion County Council and serves on the Salem City Council. Fiction. If the measure passes, you will not see growth in Marion County for some time. Fact. This is a ridiculous scare tactic. Nothing in the measure changes the county's land use policies. Nothing makes it more difficult for existing businesses to grow and flourish. It also claimed that urban growth boundaries won't be expanded if the measure passes, but there is nothing in Measure 24-292 about this. Fiction. If Measure 24-292 passes, Marion County will need to hold a special election immediately to elect 2 new commissioners at a cost of $200,000 to $250,000. Fact, the measure says new county commissioners will be elected at the next November general election, so there won't be any special election or additional costs. More info? http://bit.ly/abnywp. This information furnished by Brian Hines. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 26, argument in opposition. Sheriff opposes charter that impacts public safety. The proposed Marion County charter will have a significant impact on the sheriff's office and public safety in Marion County. This charter will increase the number of paid county commissioners to 5 and grow government in an area that is currently doing an excellent job of serving all citizens of Marion County equally and fairly under its current structure. The proponents say there are no cost increases associated with this change in government. However, after careful review of this charter, I disagree. Increasing the number of paid commissioners will increase the operational costs of the Board of Commissioners' office, while the charter proposes to eliminate the position and office of the treasurer to cover the costs of the additional commissioners. There is no mention of who will assure or assume these very important duties and responsibilities. New positions will need to be created within the county to fill this void. In my position as sheriff, I have had the opportunity to work closely with our commissioners on a variety of issues. In each and every situation, I have found them to be responsive, engaged, accountable, and committed to the greater good of our entire county. The current structure of the three commissioners who are elected at large works. In fact, it works well. Public safety is a priority for our commissioners and our community. This priority is evident as 75% of the county's general fund operating budget is apportioned for public safety. Any shift of general fund appropriations, as this chapter would require, will create a financial impact on public safety. Now is not the time to grow our government in an area that is already meeting the needs of our community. This growth will only compete with public safety funding, where the need for these services is great and the resources are few. Please join me in voting no on Measure 24-292. Jason Myers, Marion County Sheriff. This information furnished by Jason Myers. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 26, an argument in opposition. Please join me in voting no on Measure 24-292. Measure 24-292 fundamentally alters our form of government, fragmenting our community into five politically driven districts. Clearly, it expands government. One cannot help but ask, was Measure 24-292 written by the people for the citizens of Marion County with their collective interests in mind? And Measure 24-292 will cost money. The lion's share of your taxpayer dollars pays for deputy sheriffs, local jail beds, and prosecutors. Public safety. At a time when we can least afford further reductions in public safety, Measure 24-292 threatens the funding of law enforcement services, all at taxpayer expense. Please join me in voting no on Measure 24-292. This information furnished by Walt Beglau, Marion County District Attorney. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 27, another argument in opposition. Why does Marion County need and deserve an elective county treasurer? An elected county treasurer is elected by the citizens to represent the citizens. An elected county treasurer enhances transparency and accountability. An elected county treasurer lives in the community and has a commitment to that community. County employees can live in any county. An elected county treasurer has independence in operations and is not subject to political pressures. Investment decisions should be made based on clear, defined criteria, not a political agenda. Your elected county treasurer has the ability to defy that pressure. An elected county treasurer intimately understands the cash flow requirements of Marion County. Planning for sufficient cash flow is the single greatest investment challenge in any government. This is especially true for counties because of property tax collection. Your elected county treasurer understands these unique requirements. An elected county treasurer understands that good internal controls and cash handling practices are critical to collecting and safeguarding all of the county's money. Your elected county treasurer has created and trained more than 400 county employees in cash handling and internal controls. An elected county treasurer has only Marion County as their investment client. A professional money manager has many clients, none of which is exactly like Marion County. An elected county treasurer understands and works with Oregon revised statute requirements that provide safety for your investments. Investment options are strictly detailed in the statute and are much more restrictive than they were in the 1980s. An elected county treasurer has personal liability to ensure that taxes are appropriately distributed under Oregon statute. This personal liability provides tremendous incentive to accurately and appropriately distribute your tax dollars. The citizens of Marion County deserve to have an elected county treasurer. By electing a county treasurer, you have a choice. You have a choice in how your government works. Exercise your choice and vote no on 24-292. This information furnished by Lori Steele, Marion County Treasurer. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 27, another argument in opposition. Vote no on 24-292 to protect your right to vote for all county commissioners. Protect your right to full representation by all county commissioners. Protect your right to vote on county tax measures. Protect your right to participate in county decisions. No backroom dealing. Protect public safety from potential budget cuts. Protect taxpayers from the costly implementation requirements of 24-292 for two additional commissioners' salaries, benefits, staffing, and office needs. Protect taxpayers from unnecessary and expensive lawsuits to clarify constitutional questions and ambiguities in 24-292's text. Please join us in voting no on this ill-conceived, poorly written initiative to totally overhaul Marion County government, just as voters rejected this idea in 1964, 1974, and 1982. Initiative 24-292 would dramatically change the structure and functions of Marion County government, eliminate a critical elected position, take away your right to vote for all county commissioners, reduce your representation in county government, put public safety programs and services at risk, and all at an exorbitant cost to taxpayers. Commissioner Sam Brentano, Sublimity, Commissioner Janet Carlson, Salem, Commissioner Patty Milne, Woodburn. This information furnished by Janet Carlson, Commissioner. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 28, argument in opposition. What is broken at Marion County that requires over $500,000 annually in new taxpayer spending to fix? Nothing. The extended Silverton community has been responsibly represented and well-served by being able to elect all of our county commissioners and then hold them accountable for their work on our behalf. Expanding spending for two new commissioners, office construction, additional support staff, special elections, and other costs to the tune of more than $500,000 per year makes no sense. The proposed Home Rule Charter would eliminate our right to elect all of our county commissioners and limit our direct voter influence to one commissioner elected from a small district rather than three commissioners. We have enjoyed a solid working relationship with the County Commission and appreciate having all three commissioners to discuss issues and problems with us, not just one. Open meetings and open public discussions gone. Marion County has always taken pride in open discussions of the public's business. Commissioners take public discussion very seriously, as they should. The proposed Home Rule Charter would allow any two commissioners to meet in secret behind closed doors and discuss any public business and make decisions that should be reached in public. Recall the 2004 deliberations by four of the five Multnomah County commissioners behind closed doors regarding legalizing same-sex marriage. The free flow of public debate could be replaced by backdoor special interest decisions. Worse, it will divert scarce tax dollars from public safety to administration. About 75% of the county's general fund supports public safety, including corrections, law enforcement, the courts, and juvenile services. Absent new taxes to pay for two more commission offices, cuts will come from public safety budgets. We don't need to grow government with more administration. We need those dollars for services that protect public safety and health. Bigger government? No way. Please join me in voting no on ballot measure 24-292. Ken Hector, Mayor of Silverton, 1993 through 2008. This information furnished by Ken Hector. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's another argument in opposition on page 28. Salem Area Chamber of Commerce opposes Home Rule Charter on May ballot, measure 24-292. The Salem Area Chamber of Commerce represents a wide cross-section of private sector businesses. The board of directors includes small, medium, and large businesses that are committed to the Salem area community and the people of Marion County. The chamber board voted unanimously to oppose Measure 24-292, and here's why. The proposed charter will add two commissioners to the Marion County Board of Commissioners. Additional commissioners will require an increase in salary, benefits, equipment, and overhead after the first year. Additional staff members and advisors will be necessary. For example, the Lane County Commissioner's Office, a five-member board, has 21.3 full-time equivalent FTE employees with an annual budget in excess of $3.1 million, while Marion County Commissioner's Office has only 14 FTE and a budget of $1.9 million. Similarly, Clackamas County Commissioner's Office has a budget of $3.2 million. Thus, the proposed charter could easily cost taxpayers an extra $1 million in general revenues a year. Currently, Marion County residents have access to all three commissioners, providing greater representation for their interests rather than one representative from a specific geographic area. Too much power is given to the Marion County Clerk to draw district lines in favor of special interest groups. Voters must approve all changes to the charter at a cost of between $100,000 and $200,000 per election. Several provisions of the proposed charter either violate the Oregon Constitution outright or are so poorly drafted that their meaning is unclear. Passage of the proposed charter will lead to needless and costly litigation. Marion County is well-governed and adequately represents the residents within the county. The last thing we need to do is to make government bigger and add costs to taxpayers. Vote no on Measure 24-292. Mike McLaren, CEO, Salem Area Chamber of Commerce. This information furnished by Mike McLaren, Salem Area Chamber of Commerce. The printing of this argument does not constitute endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 29, argument in opposition. Proposed county charter will divert scarce tax dollars from services to administration. Marion County currently targets 75% of its general fund operating budget for public safety. This includes the county jail, enforcement, prevention, prosecution, justice courts, and juvenile services. Measure 24-292 will add two new county commissioners to the existing three-person board. Proponents assert that the charter is cost-neutral, even suggesting that adding additional commissioners will reduce expenditures. Have we ever heard this one before? None of their suggested budget reductions is required by the charter itself. In fact, proponents have offered three separate spending plans in a futile attempt to cover the natural increased costs of this expensive scheme. Proponents point to Lane County as a model for Marion County government. They offer budget information out of context to support their ideas for cutting board support staff. In actuality, the Lane County Commissioner's Administrative Office has budgeted 21.3 full-time equivalent positions in 2009. Compare this with 14 positions in the Marion County Board of Commissioners office. Declining revenues caused Marion County to cut its budget in 2009 by more than 30 positions. 15 of those positions were in the sheriff's office. So ask yourself, would you rather pay for two new commissioners or restore needed jail space? Would you rather pay for increased administrative support staff or would you rather restore needed law enforcement officers? In the current economic times, it seems as though increased county administration may not be the highest and best use of our limited tax dollars. Vote no on Measure 24-292. Vote to support those services that best protect our health and safety. This information furnished by Tyson Pruitt, CPA. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statement made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's another argument in opposition on page 29. Marion County mayors oppose county charter. We, the mayors of Marion County cities listed below, oppose Measure 24-292 for the following reasons. Cost. There will be increased cost. Is this the right measure to accomplish more for Marion County cities to justify the increase in cost? No. We are concerned that added costs associated with the charter would reduce county resources for public safety and not improve county government. If Marion County residents want five commissioners, there is a better way. Representation. Currently, all Marion County cities have three commissioners working for them. If the charter is changed, Marion County cities will have one dedicated county commissioner who will have to compete with four others in representation of their cities. This is not an improvement for Marion County cities. We need to retain our elected at-large status regardless of the number of commissioners and allow all commissioners to work for all county cities. Support. The process used to create the charter provisions did not involve any Marion County cities. There were no opportunities for public input that involved our city governments prior to filing of the charter. What's broken? Why do we need this change? How does it improve county government? Marion County cities are better served by having all commissioners advocate for all Marion County cities. We urge voters in Marion County to reject Measure 24-292. Mayor Jerry Abood Staten, Mayor Lori Christopher Kaiser, Mayor Todd Deaton Donald, Mayor Gene Ditter Sublimity, Mayor Roel Lundquist Mill City, Mayor Mike Myers Jefferson, Mayor Shanti Platt Jervis, Mayor Rick Scheidler Mount Angel, Mayor Carly Strauss Turner, Mayor Janet Taylor Salem, Mayor Harold White, Almsville. This information furnished by Lori Christopher, Mayor. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 30, argument in opposition. Voters should not get fleeced by voting for Measure 24-292, a measure that expands the number of county commissioners from 3 to 5, costs over $500,000, limits who you elect, and promotes secret meetings. Voters beware, by passing Measure 24-292, you will be trading more money into public safety in place of electing 2 new politicians as county commissioners. In addition, there will be new offices, new staff, and new expense accounts while the public safety sector of county government gets slashed. Is that what you want? By voting for 24-292, voters will get to vote for 20% of the county commission compared to a 100% like you do today. It's true. Today in Marion County, voters get to vote for all 3 county commissioners, not just one of them. By passing Measure 24-292, voters will get to vote on only 1 of the 5 county commissioners, leaving the decision for the other 4 up to other voters. Today, as a voter, you have total control over who you support or oppose for all 3 county commission positions. By voting for 24-292, you will be supporting secret meetings by the county commission limiting government transparency. Currently, commissioners must open all meetings to the public under Oregon law. The proposed charter will reduce government transparency by allowing the commissioners to meet in private to decide county matters without any public disclosure before or after the private meetings. Public decisions should be made in public, not during secret meetings held behind closed doors. For a common-sense government, vote no on Measure 24-292. This information furnished by Ross Day, Common Sense for Oregon, PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 30, another argument in opposition. County charter is poorly written. Measure 24-292 would permanently change the structure of the Marion County government. It was written by a handful of people with no public input or community participation. It is legally flawed and unconstitutional. For example, it prohibits a person who works for the county from exercising his or her constitutional right to run for elective office. Besides being unconstitutional, it doesn't make sense to ban qualified people who have the experience and training to run a county office from running for an elected position in that office. The proponents know the proposed charter is flawed. In fact, some have stated that they will change it once it's adopted. This problem is that thinking is that you can't easily fix these problems. Even if you can change the problems, it will require a new election to change anything at a significant cost to Marion County citizens. Additionally, there are many other sections of the charter that are vague, contradictory, or confusing, and are likely to be settled in court through litigation. That, too, will be time-consuming and an expensive waste of our tax dollars. If Marion County citizens really want a charter, let's take the time to do it right. Oregon statutes allow counties to set up a charter committee that invites public testimony, makes sure everyone's ideas are included, and ensures that it carefully thought through and written accordingly. Proponents of this charter didn't do that, and it shows. The people who are pushing the county charter did not do their homework. Poorly written charter plus expensive litigation equals bad result. The county charter just doesn't add up. Vote no on Measure 24-292, Mark D. Shipman. This information furnished by Mark D. Shipman. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 31, another argument in opposition. Marion County Republican Party opposes Measure 24-292. On March 11th, the Marion County Republican Central Committee voted unanimously to oppose Measure 24-292, the proposed charter. After careful review of this measure, the Marion County Republican Party has determined the passage of Measure 24-292 will create an unnecessary expansion of government that will adversely impact the financial as well as the organizational stability of our county government. The Marion County Republican Party urges voters to vote no on Measure 24-292 if you don't want to increase the size and cost of Marion County government by adding 2 new county commissioners in the wake of one of the worst recessions since the Great Depression. Measure 24-292 will limit taxpayer dollars needed for public safety officers and critical county services. Vote no on Measure 24-292 if you don't want to see Marion County's current general law charter replaced by a poorly drafted constitution pushed by a small group of people without consultation with Marion County government, Marion County's 22 incorporated cities and towns, the private sector business community, or the general public. Vote no on Measure 24-292 if you don't want to be disenfranchised as a voter by being limited to voting for only one Marion County Commissioner instead of three and being unable to vote for County Treasurer or the County Justice of the Peace. Vote no on Measure 24-292 if you don't want the Marion County Clerk to have broad unilateral powers to redistrict the county after the 2010 United States Census without any input from elected county officials or oversight by any board or commission. Vote no on Measure 24-292 if you don't want Marion County government to be caught up in costly litigation paid for by taxpayers, triggered by legal inconsistencies with the proposed charter in relationship to the Oregon State Constitution. Don't pay more for less voting rights. Please join the Marion County Republican Party in voting no on Measure 24-292. This information furnished by David M. Williams, Marion County Republican Party. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 31, another argument in opposition. Vote no on Measure 24-292. Don't expand government and cut law enforcement. Please vote no on Measure 24-292. By supporting this measure, you will be increasing the cost of county government by over $500,000. You will be expanding the current makeup of the county commission from 3 to 5, and you will be increasing expenses for offices, staff, and professional expenses. Vote no on Measure 24-292. We need more patrol in our neighborhoods, not more county commissioners. We need to set priorities. Adding two new elected county commissioners isn't important compared to increasing funding for the sheriff's office, expanding search and rescue operations, and beefing up support for our county jail. The sheriff's office has had to make dramatic cuts to their department as a result of a terrible economy. It makes no sense to be adding career politicians to the tax rolls while we're cutting essential services like law enforcement. Oregon ranks among the highest in unemployment, hunger, and homelessness. Why? Why does Oregon continue to rank among the highest in unemployment, hunger, and homelessness? These are issues we need to focus on, not expanding government and adding new elected representatives at the county commission with added cost in office space, staff, and expenses. Please vote no on Measure 24-292. Let's get our priorities straight. This information furnished by Kevin Cameron, state representative. The printing in this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 32, another argument in opposition. Vote no, protect vital county services like public safety. It will cost $500,000 or more to expand the number of paid county commissioners from 3 to 5 members and add the corresponding tax support staff. How will Marion County pay for this? With approximately 75% of Marion County's general fund operating budget going towards public safety, it is expected that these monies would have to come from cuts to public safety programs like Sheriff Patrol, the district attorney, work release, and other law enforcement programs. It makes no sense to cut public safety in order to expand county government. Vote no. County commission meetings should be held in public, not in private. If Measure 24-292 passes, two county commissioners would be allowed to meet in private to shape critical county policies without the public's or media's knowledge or involvement. It is this kind of policy that allows for backroom deals with no public input or accountability. Vote no, don't restrict voters' ability to elect their county commissioners and county treasurer. By passing Measure 24-292, voters would be restricted to electing only 1 in 5 of the county commissioners compared to the current system, where voters have a say in electing all 3 of the county commissioners. Furthermore, Measure 24-292 takes away your right to elect the county treasurer. Don't be fooled. Vote no on Measure 24-292. Mike Erdman, Mid Valley Affordable Housing Coalition, PAC. This information furnished by Mike Erdman, Mid Valley Affordable Housing Coalition, PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. And the final argument in opposition to Measure 24-292, Protect Public Safety, vote no on 24-292. The expansion of county commission from 3 to 5 costs more than $500,000. While the sheriff's office is being cut, proponents of 24-292 are proposing increasing the county budget to fund 2 new county commissioners and their staff. Measure 24-292 increases the number of county commissioners from 3 to 5, dramatically increasing the county's budget. At the same time the proponents are proposing to expand the county commission, the sheriff's office budget is being cut and patrol units are being scaled back. This leaves citizens throughout the county more vulnerable to crime. We need better sheriff's office response time, not more county commissioners. If Measure 24-292 passes, the sheriff's patrol response time is at risk of being dramatically cut. This leaves vulnerable citizens, seniors, and children left to wait because the sheriff's office will have far fewer sheriffs patrolling, circulating throughout the county. The sheriff's office, the district attorney, search and rescue, parole and probation, and jails could face over $400,000 in cuts if Measure 24-292 passes. The sheriff's office isn't the only area of county government that could face massive cuts. Search and rescue, parole and probation, and jails could all face significant cuts with the money going to fund 2 new county commissioners and their staff. This is wrong. We should vote no on Measure 24-292. This information furnished by Charles Adams, Oregon Anti-Crime Alliance. The printing of this argument does not constitute endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.